5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Who's the nicest person on the show, just based on what you've heard? Doesn't count if you've met us. You have to give a name and a reason. You can do it in person if you want, on the phone, 1-800-947-3979. That'd be better because we might have some questions. But we're getting some texts. Having read the texts, I think this might be hurtful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
Let's see. The very first one was hurtful when I saw it because it said, this person is the nicest. They're the only one who's not a dick. And I'm like, oh, that was fast and devastating.
Yeah, because inherently complimenting one of us kind of insults the other people in the room.
Somebody said a couple Tommies have come in because he's giddy.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Maitland, because she giggles and all giggles are from nice people.
I don't know. Some creeps giggle, you know? Creepy giggle.
I've heard a weird...
It can be.
I can think of giggles that make you uncomfortable.
Definitely.
Maitland's, for example. Steve, hands down, of the people who are nice enough to get someone to marry them, he's the only one who kept it alive.
Oh, yeah, but he's had less duration.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you got to compare apples to apples here. Give him like 5 more years and then start talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. I'm still the nicest in your face.
Yeah, how far would you go? 20?
Well, technically 22, but the
22.
Last one.
What about you? How long?
That arrived during litigation.
Officially, I guess, 14?
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to do it from the time the writing was on the wall.
Yeah, that's tougher. That's tougher to define, though.
Ask
you know,
Steve.
I mean,
ask me, Steve.
Kelly, how about you?
I was married for 7 months, and I feel like I've been super nice since the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice.
Let's see.
Boy, it is funny seeing people's interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
And how they see them, because in back-to-back text, one says, Steve is the least approachable and probably not the nicest guy at all.
Not what we asked, and then, but thanks for being mean to Steve for no reason.
Well, they listed all of us in order.
They went
Maitland, Kelly, Freebeer, me, then Steve.
Okay.
But then
I'm second to last.
But then the exact next one is, I think the nicest person on the show is Steve. Because even if he were to be pissed off, his soft, sensitive voice would sound very comforting.
Steve does not sound comforting when he's pissed.
Yeah.
That is not true.
Yeah.
No one does, for the record. I mean,
just send him 15 useless emails.
Exactly.
See how
I freaked out during the last break.
Caring he sounds.
Let's see. Definitely not Tommy. He came to work with the sole effort of trying to electrocute his coworkers.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Seen what he did to Hot Wings.
Yeah. I mean, terrible. Launched me right out of my seat.
Yeah.
Hot Wings because he wants to sweet talk and charm you into his car so he can murder you on a dirt road.
That would not make me the nicest, though, ultimately, if that were truly the case.
Why did talking about who's the nicest turn into being mean to each other?
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly is the sweetest. She wants to make friends with everyone. She's willing to do anything for anyone. It's supportive of all types of people. Seems like someone everybody would want to be friends with. Well, that's what I get on the vibes from the texts.
It's funny on social media, like Maitland is crushing it. And then I think everybody's like Maitland or Kelly and, like Maitland's the sweetest and da, 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 da. And then, Tommy's coming in real hot in the second and third spot. And then Hot Wings and Steve are like right there next. And then like, nobody's mentioning you, Freebeer.
Really?
But in the text, and nobody's mentioning Holly.
I actually felt bad when you just said that.
Well, I feel bad when I said that.
Which is crazy, because I think, like, who's the nicest on here? And I think we're all nice, but gosh, when I think, I would just say free beer. I don't know why. Maybe it's because, like, you're lead on the show, and especially when it comes to
idiots. Oh, you have to. Because otherwise, I'll throw you off the show.
But, like, you're open with your emotions, too, and I just really appreciate that. I think, especially when people need help, you're so good about it. So I wasn't even...
Well, now I'm uncomfortable.
I'm
but
sorry.
Not as uncomfortable as I was when no one was mentioning it. let's see. Maitland, she's so bubbly. She's number one. Kelly, number two. Similar reason as Maitland, but seems more apt to say something mean. Well, Kelly's more play dumb games, win dumb prizes.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Maitland couldn't be mean to your face unless she hated you with all of her heart. Ever been mean to someone on purpose to their face? Maitland.
Somebody who was bothering me and I just wanted to make it very clear that I wanted them to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Strangers.
That makes sense.
But not even mean, just kind of, yep, uh-huh, okay. I'll still smile, and I don't...
You say it with your eyes.
People are crazy. You can't upset them too much, otherwise you might end up in a bad situation.
We got one for you, free beer.
Oh, God, this is going to be an insult for sure. You're too excited.
I swear, it says free beer for sure, and it says exactly what I was just saying. I notice little things, like how you give each other a hard time, but when it has something to do with the show, like a mistake... Free beer always lets you know that it's not a big problem. Like, it's not an issue.
Yeah, on the air.
On the air. Off the air. You guys have no idea.
It's really tough.
That's true. It is tough.
Really hard.
It is tough to be around me. Miles in Duluth, who's the nicest person on the show?
Hey, guys. I would say Maitland would be the nicest one on the show.
Why do you think so?
Well, you guys seem to laugh at everyone, and she seems to laugh with everyone.
We're and all laughing at the same time, Miles.
No, but you're laughing at compared to laughing with.
How do you know?
Yeah, well, how could Maitland laugh with that lady who put up all of the Halloween decorations too early? She's not here. She's laughing at her with us.
We've all got resting bitch laugh. Maitland's just got really sweet laugh.
Yeah, maybe. But we said it's your interpretation. Yeah. So, Miles, it's not fair of us to disagree with you. I suppose our reaction probably isn't going to win us any votes. What? No, you didn't say me. Boo! I'm nice, you jerk. Thank you, Miles. A lot of people are saying Maitland and then adding, it's only because she's not corrupted yet.
Which I think, because I would say Kelly is the nicest, just based on how outgoing you are and seeing you in action at live shows, things like that. Like, you're always the first to walk up to people and remember their names. And you, when you travel, you have the... You want to go out and meet new people, and you're very outgoing.
Thank you.
But I also think you have the life experience to be able, like what Freebie was saying, like F around and find out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think you have that, and that doesn't make you mean. It just makes you assertive and
aware.
I don't know. And aware. Yes. I don't have that yet. I'm blissfully unaware, which I guess translates to nice. But thank you for saying
probably.
That.
This text, I think Kelly's the nicest because according to her words, not mine, she gives face parties for Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits. That's a good exchange rate.
I would. I love those
biscuits. Things are good.
Oh my God. They still do the like unlimited jumbo shrimp. You'll see what I'll let you in the back door for that. Just kidding. I've never done that in my life.
That's how much you like shrimp.
Wow. That's unfair to exclude me from nice. Nobody's asked me if I would do those things for that stuff.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I get hungry.
Ooh. Oh, wait, this is fun. All right. This is Jeff. Jeff, your brother is your twin, right?
Yes, Cliff that works for the Buzz. And
Cliff works for 102.9 The Buzz.
Yes.
And one time, okay.
I'm so excited.
Jeff, do you live in North Carolina or do you live in Tennessee?
I live in Tennessee.
Okay, because you guys were originally North Carolina guys. Jeff, you want to tell us who the rudest person is?
Well, it's a toss-up between Free Beer and Hot Wing.
Okay.
The comments, they said... One time on the show when they were in Nashville Live.
Was it when we were discussing whether or not if something happens to
you guys are twins.
To Cliff, if you can feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but then you got a little
squirrely,
a little more personal, I guess you say, or squirrely.
Yeah,
or
yeah. Like if one of you finishes, does the other one's eyes roll back in their head?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not rude. That's funny.
Exact word. Well, it is funny. I was laughing. Trust me, I was laughing.
I think I'm not going to lie. I was under the impression you were in North Carolina, blissfully unaware of anything we were doing.
Yeah, we didn't know that you knew.
I'm in Tennessee, and I can hear you. I listen to you guys occasionally on the radio as well.
That's awesome.
And Cliff called me that day and said, "Hey, man, I'm going to be on the radio." So I listened, and then I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, no, Cliff was too, because Cliff does promotions and marketing and takes care of everything. And we said, "Hey, will you be the guy that does the microphone?" It's a little bit unrewarding because we end up being butts to you. And I think half the segment was about, "Can you feel it when your brother burns his hand or shuts his crank in the door?" Or, yeah, it got like that. Jeff, I'm sorry.
Yeah, pretty much along those lines. Yeah,
we're not great. Thank you, Jeff. I mean, that was a treat. I feel like that was another time where it's like, I think we're talking to it. It's like talking to a celebrity.
It is. Yeah, we have our own little celebrity group.
Cliff's magical twin brother who shares a nervous system with him, according to us.
Who feels it when he skeets.